Thieves. We've got Dame Shirley in the studio, and we've also got royalty from just down the road from... you're royalty. Island Harbour royalty.
Lord Darren, yes.
Lord Cook.
Oh, Lord Cook, sorry.
That's Lord Cook of Island Harbour.
I've been referred to as Captain Cook before.
Captain, but no, course, but Lord of course.
See, yeah. That was so obvious. Though,
promotion was obviously coming at some point.
It was obvious, but we didn't,
Now, we obviously, we planned to talk about this, a couple of weeks ago, probably even a month ago, and since then... Lots of things have happened, so it's kind of the reason why you didn't come in a month ago has kind of worked in our favour because you've got lots of news.
Well, we have, yeah. There's not too much detail at the moment because it's all in its early stages, but certainly the Ryde paddle steamer is on everyone's minds at the moment and focused. I think it's been publicised that it's going to be refurbished, which is great news.
Yeah,
it's separate enterprise to us. A private trust is taking it over. We're obviously very supportive of it and looking forward to see what will happen.
It's obviously, we were talking out there, and I have made a point before that I worked at the Ryde Queen in the 1980s, and I was actually the last DJ in there New Year's Eve 30 years ago. So 1988, 30 years ago, there I was, last DJ in there, which, it's one of those things that you never forget. And every time you walk by that old rust bucket, you think, oh, wow, what a shame.
It is.
But it's going to be, restored.
Yeah, that's certainly her intentions, and the trust intention is to fully restore it and to have it as a seagoing vessel again. So it's obviously going to take a lot of work and a lot of money, she's obviously got a lot of enthusiasm to do it.
This is Lisa Turner?
That's the lady's name, yes. Yeah. She came to us and approached us and asked about the possibility of doing it. So she's been down, obviously, to see the ship, and she's brought consultants down and to survey it and look it over. And, they've still got the intentions to fully go ahead with it all.
I mean, my thought is when I look at that and I think, how can you do that? Do you ever, you've got more knowledge of this than I have. Although I used to be a boat builder, I look at that and think, how are you, because you're going to float this thing. This thing's going to be on the seas.
Well, it will do eventually, yes. It's
how?
A huge undertaking, I know, yeah. It will need an awful lot of money being spent and a lot of work, I'm sure.
Can you tell us how old it is, Darren?
I believe it was built in 1938. It's, recently had, so what does that make it, 80th birthday, 70th.
Wow.
So 1938, Denny's Shipbuilders. And I found out recently that they... the same company also built the Queen Mary, so it's obviously a quite a prestigious company in some ways.
Yeah, absolutely. Wow, yeah. I mean, that's incredible. And you said that there's always a chance when it goes away, it might come back for little visits.
Well, we can hope. Yeah, obviously, it's been at home at Island Harbour now for 48 years, I think it is. It would be great if she can come back to see us as a fully operational vessel.
Wow, that is incredible. Yeah. And you must be looking at that and thinking, how great is this? How sad it is it's going to go away, but you will see it from time to time. But you must, like any person that's going to create some space in their business, what you must have an idea of what you're going to put there.
I think, obviously, it's where it is at the moment is right where our hard standing area is for the boats that are ashore. So I imagine it will just be used for increased hard standing around that area. There'll be no more ships put there or anything like that, I don't believe.
No.
So, that's probably what we'll do with the space.
Will they take it away to actually restore it, or will they restore it where it is?
I understand they're going to take it away.
Oh, right.
We've not received the full plans yet from them. Say it's a private trust that's going to be doing it. They are going to be sending us a document with their proposals of logistically how they're going to do it, with timescales, etc. We haven't received that yet. But, from what I understand, it will be sort of taken away in sections to another location and rebuilt effectively.
Wow. Yes, that's an incredible story. And there'd be a lot of people, because there's a lot of people on the Isle of Wight that used to go to the Rye Queen. They didn't just work there like me, but they went there and, you know, and clubbed upstairs, downstairs. There was a restaurant on the back, as we've discussed previously. So people still have an affinity with it. And the amount of times you hear, oh, and it's sad, I walked along the riverbank and I saw that old rust bucket and you think, oh wow, and now that's going to be restored.
Yeah, it's great news. I think, you know, I've always wanted that to be the outcome for it, despite how bad her condition clearly is. We always thought that it wasn't going to be feasible, but I guess if you've got the will and the determination, you can do these things.
Fantastic. We use this walk a lot. We walk along the river from our house in Newport, and we walk to the Breeze very recently. And I've got to say, it's certainly, you know, the Island Harbour has got the wow factor when you turn up there. I mean, you walk past the mini scrapyard that's going to be removed in a little while, and you reminisce for a minute, and then you go, wow, this has all changed. The Breeze has got bigger as well, hasn't it?
It is. We've spent a lot of money on the site. The Breeze has been extensively refurbished and enlarged. We built a separate function room on top, adjoining the restaurant. Probably over doubled the size. We've got an awful lot of outside seating now as well, and we've got a fantastic children's play area right next to the restaurant as well. So we've been working hard to increase and improve the restaurant, and it's all paying dividends.
It's got a lovely atmosphere. When we turned up, everyone was very helpful. I must admit, they were, you know, meeting and greeting at the door, show you to your seats. Everything was really efficient, I must admit.
Yeah.
And it's so, they're the cleanest toilets I've ever been in.
Excellent. Oh, that's great to hear.
No, honestly, I'm not just saying it. It's pristine in there. I thought, crikey, this is like being at home. This
do you know, it makes such a difference when you go to a place. It does.
Yeah. I'm really, really impressed.
Of course, they were all fully refurbished at the same time. And of course, we've got a great group of staff to look after the place, and we all work hard. And what we try and always do at Island Harbour is to create a welcoming atmosphere and try to go the extra mile effectively.
Well, it's definitely there. They're definitely there in place. This thing is growing all the time. So what are the plans for the next couple of years?
Well, we've still got a lot more plans for the marina. We're still only about stage two, I believe, or five stages of development.
Wow.
But there's some more apartments planned for the site, but also we're planning a health suite and also another bar restaurant as well, a tapas bar. So there'll be like a mini swimming pool and health massage and spa facilities. We know once it's all finished, the Breeze, even though we've enlarged it, probably won't be able to ever be big enough to cope, we hope, with the demand. So, which is why we've got plans to build another bar restaurant as well on site.
Good grief. I didn't realise there were so many stages to all of this. I thought you look at it and you think, wow, this is amazing, and it's going to get even more amazing. So how many years do you think we'll, you know, when you get to the final stages, or will you continue to just build until you reach our house in Newport?
Yeah, we've got a definite plan in place. I think it'll probably be another 2 years, possibly, is the aim.
Okay.
Should all be finished by then. It's got a very exciting future, and it is such a beautiful spot, in my opinion, certainly, when you sort of see it at sunset and you've got the views of the river and the Medina Valley all around. It's just a lovely spot, I think.
Do you know what is lovely about it? Is because you're local and you know the area, and it's you've got an affinity with it. It must be great for you to watch this thing grow, because you actually, I mean, just say for instance, if they got some big body in from the mainland, at this point, they would not remember what it used to be.
I know.
What it used to look like.
I used to play along, at the marina when I was a small child. Grew up in Newport. So, I never believed for one minute that I'd be working there and sort of managing the area. But, you know, I remember when we were small kids just playing along the riverside and thinking, shall we go to the Medway Queen this weekend, tonight, and have a look around there? Because, of course, at the time, it was actually officially called the Medway Queen Marina at the time, back in the early sort of 70s, that would be.
Is this where the pirate ship used to be?
Yeah, it was there. I mean, the pirate ship.
Yeah, I remember going on there to a party one night.
The pirate ship was at a number of locations at various times, but for about two or three years, it was at Island Harbour.
Is it gone
Harbour.
Now? Is it sunk or something?
Yeah, unfortunately. It's
he's still around.
He's still around.
I've seen him around.
You see him around in his
You want to go, arrrr.
Yeah. Yeah, unfortunately, a big shame. I think the ship was eventually broken up because it's got old. And
when it was older, we went on it.
I think it was a wooden boat, wasn't it?
It was. Yeah. It was, yeah. It was...
Is this the best job you've ever had?
Definitely, absolutely, yes.
It must be so rewarding.
Yeah, honestly, it
must be, you know, because I say the affinity that you have, you used to play in that area, and there you are, you see it. You must spend ages looking at photos and things, just sort of...
I try to, and what I always like to do is try and find and see as many old photographs as I can of the area. And there's so much history there, as well as you've had the Rye Queen paddle steamer. There was a Medway Queen paddle steamer. There's, in fact, two other paddle steamers there as well. Kingsware Castle was there. At one time, there was three paddle steamers there at once.
Wow.
And aside from that, I mean, originally, although it's before it was a marina, you go back and there was the East Medina Mill on the site, which was a fantastic building in its own right. And in many ways, such a shame that that's no longer with us.
The other sad thing is that Alan Radette tried to do all of this years and years and years ago. And I know you had Mark Radette come in a little while ago. Is he like rubber stamping this? Is he saying, oh, what you've done there is awesome? Or is he like a little bit bitter because obviously his family tried to do all of this? And sadly, whoever was, you know, in power then, they couldn't see his vision. So, you know,
I can
imagine there's mixed feelings.
Well, you know, obviously only Mark can say that really, but you know, I know Mark reasonably well. We I think we got on very, very well. He's a very nice chap. And, you know, I've only got admiration for his father for what he did, you know, to have that vision to build the marina originally in 1966, I think it was. You know, I mean, what a man, and what an opportunity. And he did it, and where maybe no one else might have succeeded.
Nice touch, because what people, we should point out that mushroom house, the Geon building, was actually designed by him, wasn't it?
It was,
and it's that's state of the art. That's been there for 35 years, since probably about 1982, because we built another one of those. It was part of Hunt Ward Boat Company, which was, there were two companies based along here, and it was Hunt Ward and Geon Buildings. And we actually put the steel structure up, the Geon building, up over at Freshwater, Totland Way, and it was a replica of that one down the road there. I'm not sure whether that one is still in use in Totland, but obviously that one is still... You know, but we should remember that's 38 years old, that thing.
Absolutely.
And it still looks kind of new, doesn't it?
Yeah. Periodically we have to, clean it and pressure wash it and various things. And it's over the winter months, that's part of a maintenance program. So, but it is a fantastic building. It's very iconic, unique, as you say, you know, designed and built by Alan Radette. So, I'm sure we're going to be keeping the building. It's perfect for what we need.
Sure.
And, I'm aware of the other building that you mentioned, the other one that's in Totland. I don't think you can see it, because I did try to see it a little while ago.
The Country Garden Hotel.
Yeah, it's kind of in private ground, so you can't see it, but... I've seen a few photographs. I think it's called Le Champignon for some reason.
Yes. I remember. And sadly, when we put that up, there was a guy called Brian Luter, who was the welder, who fell off a ladder and split his leg open.
Oh, no.
So it didn't come without... He was all right. I mean, I think, sadly, he's passed on since then. Because I'll say that was 1982 we started building that one. And the other one was already up. So it had probably been up in 1980-81. And, he designed that. And it's a nice touch because, it's still there, so at least people can go, and it's at least Mark and his brothers and sister can go along there and say, look, he's left his mark there. He's got his mark there at least. Hey, look, was there anything else you wanted to come in and plug?
Well, I'd just really like to say, you know, obviously we're all geared up for the Christmas, and we've got a fantastic Christmas menu at the Breeze restaurant. So three course meals, $26.95. We're you know, taken an awful lot of bookings, but, you know, there's always space and always room for more people. So anyone wants to come along to the breeze and just see Island Harbour at the same time, just have a wander around, look at the boats, look at the river. Okay. It's just a fantastic location.
Brilliant. And I honestly, when we went there the other week, we deliberately turned up sort of just before it got dark so we could see it. So we came and had like an early tea, if you like, and it was pretty spectacular then. So, you know, yeah, you're absolutely right. It's well worth. You don't have to walk like we do, but you know, you can take a car. There's plenty of parking as well. But no, good luck with that. And you're open at Christmas through Christmas.
Yeah, we close on Christmas Day and Boxing Day, but apart from that, we'll be open.
And also,
yeah.
It's lovely for children as well.
Yeah,
because they've got the like sort of children's playground there now, which is fantastic.
Brilliant.
Yeah, thank you for saying so. Yeah.
Thanks for coming in, Darren, and thank you for your input, Shirley.
It's all right, dear.
And have a great Christmas.
Will do.
And
you've
got to come back and tell us about how it's all going.
Absolutely. But, you know, hopefully by then I'll know a lot more about the actual logistics involved.
Fantastic. Yeah.
It might be gone. Like it.
Well, you know, I think it'll take a bit longer than that, I think.
Thank you, Darren. This is...